In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The gospel of this blessed Sunday is about the story of raising the son of the widow of Nain from the dead. And actually, if you look at this scene, it looks so much difficult and disturbing. A son who was in young age, and he was the only son to a widow. And of course, we might have seen many occasions like this. And always the question that comes to our mind is why? Why did this happen? Why God allow this catastrophe to occur? His mom, of course, were so much indeed in need for him. And he was young, and he was the only one. Sometimes we do not find an answer for this question, why? And when we do not find the proper answer, sometimes a lot of the people stumble in God and saying that if God exists, if he really cares, then this should not have happened. And today we are not going to talk about why these events occur around us or even with us sometimes. But trying to find the answer or not being able to do that will not change some facts that should be in our mind whenever we are faced with such a problem, either us or even those people whom that they are around us and we care about them. The first thing that we should remember that death is not the end of the story. We cannot understand what is going on around us under the sun unless we have the mind of eternity. And actually, King Solomon, he said this to us in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. What did he say? He said about eternity that he has put, talking about God, eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Unless the mind of eternity is in us, we will never comprehend. We will never understand. What we see here is only half of the picture, the lower half, seeing somebody dying and people around him are mourning. But what about the scene, the full picture? What is going up with this person in heaven? Of course, we know the rest of the story that the Lord raised him from the dead, but we are talking about similar situations where this person, we go after him and we bury him. Unless we will be able to see the eternity, the rest of the picture, we will not have comfort. So the first thing that we should have in mind whenever we are faced with such problems, whatever it might be, that eternity would compensate all of this, would complete the life of this man who died very early, who would reward those who are suffering here, maybe since the day of their birth. Unless eternity would be so much in our heart, we will never be able to understand the work that God is doing. The second fact that we should remember whenever we are faced with this type of problems is that God is beneficent. He is only able to do good. God cannot make anything evil. Of course, we might not comprehend. What we can see here is a young man who died and a woman who is going to be without any support the rest of her life. But don't forget that God is beneficent. He will never allow something bad to happen to anybody. I will tell you a story that was written in the Synaxarium on the day commemorating the departure of Al-Ma'allim Ibrahim Al-Guhari, one of the great people in the history of the Coptic Church. This man, he was very righteous, and he was God-fearing, and he was so much loving to the church. On the day that he was preparing for the wedding of his son, his son died, and he tried to find an answer to bring comfort to himself, and he couldn't. And then he felt sad, and he blamed God that, why did you allow this to happen? And he silently went to his home, and he did not accept any form of comfort, and he said that I'm not going to go to the church anymore. And God had compassion on this person. So he sent him an angel. In a dream, he revealed to him the life of his son, if he is to live beyond his wedding. And he saw like a video or a movie, seeing that after his son married, he started to go astray in his life. And after a while, he divorced his wife, and he went away from the church, and he married even to a woman outside the church. And then the angel, after he finished this vision to him, came to Al-Ma'alim Ibrahim and asked him, do you want that your son would come back again and live the same life that you see it now that is going to occur if he lived more? And the answer, of course, was not. Of course not. I want really to rejoice in the with the wedding of my son, but I do not want to see him perishing, because this is going so much to make my heart even more sad. So he chose, Al-Ma'alim Ibrahim al-Guhari, that God's will to be done, and then this is the perfect time for his son to leave the world. It is very hard sometimes to understand what is going on, but we have to trust that God is beneficent. He only can do good things for those who love him. The third fact that we should remember if we are faced with such a situation or any problem like this is that God is wise. He is even not only wise, he is the wisdom itself. He is the source of wisdom. His thoughts is far away from us to understand. I will give you the example, the difference between his thoughts and our thought. If you have your kid who is like 1 year in age, that you are always hugging and kissing, and you bring him one time to the doctor to take a shot, a vaccine or any medicine or something like that, at that time, he will be so much astonished, amazed. What is going on with my mom and dad? They were nice to me most of the time, and today they are taking me to suffer agony and taking a shot, and they are just watching. They are not even try to get me out of this trouble. Do you think your kid will be able to understand what you are doing for him? Never. In his mind, he is perfect. He does not know that he is just 1 year age and his understanding is limited. Even in his age, 1 year old, he thinks that he knows everything. This is exactly the same between us and God. We might think in ourselves that we are wise enough to understand and know exactly what is going on around us. Believe me, we are no more than 1 year age kid in comparison to God, the source of wisdom. After all, this kid who suffered this shot will go back home trusting the love and wisdom of his parents, even if he did not understand what happened on this specific morning. It is very important for us to acknowledge our limitation, that what we know, what we understand is very minimal. And what we know for sure is that God is the wisdom itself. Even if we don't understand, we will just be thankful and trusting him. The fourth thing that we should also remember, or fact that we should remember, is that there are some people who are entrusted for the stewardship of suffering. Every one of us will be saved in God's plan with a different way. Some people are entrusted for a stewardship of suffering. And let me tell you something. We are all, one way or another, should be carrying a cross in order for us to be saved. St. Paul said this in the book of Acts. We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. This is a rule without exception. Everyone should have his cross. So if you are entrusted with the stewardship of suffering, you should be able even to trade with it and to gain in order that you would be entrusted for the kingdom of God. Remember, my brethren, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. We can look at both of them here on earth and saying that the rich man is in good shape and this poor man is really in trouble. But actually, what happened? The one who was entrusted on the stewardship of wealth perished with it, and the one who was entrusted with the stewardship of suffering, he was able to be in the paradise with Abraham. Believe me, the stewardship of suffering with those who are entrusted for brings many, many people to the kingdom. If you compare it to the stewardship of wealth, which might bring a lot of people to perdition. So we have to remember these four facts if we are faced with such a catastrophe. That, first of all, eternity should explain to us that this is not everything. What we see here is not the full picture. Secondly, God is beneficent. He only can do good because He is the source of goodness. He is wise, He is the wisdom, and His wisdom is behind our ability to comprehend. And fourthly, that we are all should be faithful if we are entrusted for the stewardship of suffering. Let me tell you something. It is not easy for anybody to be in the position or the situation where this widow was in. It's much easier that we talk about her rather than being in her shoes. But what we should be doing meanwhile? First of all, we should always ask God not to lead us into temptation. We should acknowledge our weakness, asking diligently day and night that God will not allow us to be tempted beyond our ability. And we should trust that God will not allow this to happen to us, meaning He will not allow something beyond our ability to bear to happen to us. Secondly, we should always blessing the name of the Lord. Remember Job, when he heard all of these catastrophes happening to him on one single day, what did he say? The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He did not allow himself even to complain and to blame God or to blaspheme against His holy name. And this gave him strength. He was able to bless the name of the Lord, and the Lord rewarded him for that. Thirdly, we should always acknowledge our limitation. King David faced a situation where he lost his son as well. The kid who came out of this relationship with the woman Bathsheba. What did he say? He said that, I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it. Sometimes it's very wise to keep silence, not to talk anything. You have all the right to mourn, to grieve for whatever problem that you have, but keep your mouth silent, keep mute, because you will never understand the wisdom of God behind what happened. Fourthly, allow the best healer to work. Who is the best healer? It's time. Time is the best healer. Time can bring healing and bring answer as well. With all the problems and the hard time, only the time that if we allow it to go peacefully will bring comfort, of course, with the grace of God. And He can bring answer as well. Joseph allowed the healer the time to pass while he was in the prison. 13 years passed. And at the end of the 13 years, time brought him an answer and a comfort when God showed him his will. And the fifth point is that make sure that your account of faith is in good shape. Make a deposit in the account of faith every day. What is the meaning of that? This hard time, if it comes on any of us, this is the time where your faith will be extremely challenged. Your trust in God, we will be so much shaken. Unless you would have an account of faith, you will never be able to stand it. Unless you have trust in God in a daily relationship, day after day, then this might be the end of you. The hard time will not be endured unless with faith. Make sure that you are from now collecting and making deposit in the bank of faith. So whenever this hard time comes, you will have an account by which you can bring an answer that I trust God, I have faith in Him. Whatever will happen, even if I do not understand, even if I am mourning and grieving, but after all, I trust God, and that's it. May God to have compassion on us and not to lead any of us into temptation, and always be merciful to us and see how weak we are, how we cannot endure such things. To His name is the glory forever and ever. Amen.